The third major type of business structure is the corporation. Now, you've heard Rich Dad talk about the corporation a lot. I know you've heard Robert talk about the corporation a lot. We're going to talk about the two different types of corporations there are. First of all, we have the S corporation. S comes from a specific code section, and it refers to a sub-S part of the code. The S corporation is also a flow-through entity, just like the partnership was. The S corporation has a tax return that's prepared every year, and there are the Form K-1s prepared off of that. Just like we had with the partnership, the K-1s go to the shareholders. Remember in the partnership we had partners. In a corporation, you have shareholders, also known as stockholders. So the shareholders receive the K-1 and the income is reported on their personal tax. So income flows through to their level. That's true for federal income in all cases. You might check with your advisor in your state, however, for specific issues with your own state income. That may be taxed differently depending on the state you're in. Now, let's talk about self-employment tax. Remember, that was the sneaky tax that the Schedule C sole proprietor was subject to. It was also the tax that the general partner of both the limited partnership and the general partnership are subject to. Well, here's the good news. An S corporation shareholder never pays self-employment tax. And that's one reason that up until recently, most people automatically advised people to form S corporations. In fact, as you talk to different tax advisors, you may find that the immediate response is, oh, you should be an S corporation. We're going to discuss that at the end of this, how to work with your advisors. But just know that the S corporation can be a very popular form to do business in, but it is not the business structure the rich use. Here is a distinction. The final entity we're talking about is the C corporation.